this Ronald McCookie up. And then a little second later, he said, I'm going to eat this Ronald McDonald cookie up. By the way, I was talking about, like, Cookie McMonster and things like that. So he understands this as a general pattern of going McSomething. That was his own productive formation on that regard. Also, I should add that he has really done a lot of good possessive endings that I have not recorded. He talks about, this is Randy Anderson's, this is Shauna's, and today he said, this is Dennis's, and this is Chris's. He really has no problem with possessives of even S's or any other sibilant, and I've never really heard him make an incorrect possessive. Interesting. Of course, he may learn them one by one, but you really have just never heard incorrect possessive. Also, he talked about skeletons. He said the Count made some skeletons. Said, I opened that shelf drawer so you can get my tying hat. Now, what that means is that I opened the drawer
Mark just said, I want that, and I'm going to try and get him to do it again. I have to take this into the living room and set it up, but he was pointing up at the mantelpiece. I forget what it was. I don't think he was pointing at anything in general, and I don't know whether he was either copying me or he, because he said, I want that, and I thought that's what he said, so I said, I want that, and pointed, and so he copied me at that point, I think. I'm not sure. I want that. I want that. I want that. I want that. Say it, Mark.
Okay. Marky said, I want that.
Rather unclear, and so I said, and then he was pointing up there. Up to there, and there was no tape recorder up there, just that picture, I guess. And he sounded like he said, I want that. And so I pointed at it, and I said, I want that.
Okay.
And he said it very clearly right afterwards. And
my fork.
Okay, so that's his first sentence.
I guess.
Ross said, I needed it. Oh, he said, I need that. I needed it. This is the screwdriver that I was working with on the bathtub. And he said, and I said, I needed it. Yes. And I said, okay, first they said, I need it. I needed it. And then he said, I needed it. So it looked like needed was forming the base of the past tense, which was needed it.
Marky was doing a little bit of talking this morning. See if I can get some of that. That's Batwoman. Oh, that's the Scarlet Witch. Scarlet Witch. Who scares you?
He scares me.
Dr. Doom?
Yeah.
Who else?
Something.
Is he scared?
Yeah.
Iron Man?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Who else?
He's scary.
Who else?
He's not scary.
Captain America? No.
No.
Now, Ross, a little bit ago, I said, don't take my glasses, because if you take them, you can't see. And you said, if I take the glasses, I get blood in my eyes, and then I can't see. Which is sort of a confusion of a couple little scripts that you've been learning. One is about... Yeah, that's right. One of the scripts is about... Spider-Man. If you take my glasses, I won't see any other ones. If you poke somebody in the eye, you'll get blood in his eye. And then he won't be able to see. And they both end up with not being able to see. But there are two different scripts. One is taking glasses, and the other is poking somebody in the eye. So it seems to be have organized them both together in some area. Or at least they're both accessed together. In the sense of if you can't see, going blind, the word might be blind.
Where's the man?
The man?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Yeah.
Do you want to take a little bath, though?
No.
Because now she's enough.
That's not me.
No, they're going jogging.
Why?
They're jogging.
But I can jogging too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Who's winning? Who's winning?
He's winning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Number 5 and then letter 5 and then letter 5 and then letter 5 and then letter 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I eat that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's yummy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now we're back.
Right.
Right.
Who's that girl?
My boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's that?
Captain Phasma.
And he don't scare me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he scared him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You remember I was Captain and I was going to get
yes.
Mm-hmm. I want to be Captain Harper again, okay?
Here we go, Spidey.
Spidey. What's that?
Spider-Man.
What's that?
That's Dr. Doom.
And what did he do?
He's gonna hurt poor Spider-Man.
Why?
I don't know why.
Well, I'm really to that man.
It's gonna hurt him.
Oh.
Get him from the doctor.
No!
Why don't you tell me about what you did this morning?
And Dr. Doom go into the house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. That's right. So Ross is sitting here describing what's going on in the storybook. And that's what the sentence is all about, right?
And he said, no more Halloween. And he said, no more party.
Right.
Right. No!
Take it out of my car?
Yeah!
How come? Oh, I'm going to take it out of my car, too. Ross talked about the high chairs and the cage chairs. Part of his cage system. That's C-A-G-E. In the kitchen. I also learned to sell the chair. This is Mommy's watch because it got broke.
Which is true. No, it did get broken, and it is her watch, but that's not why, of course, it's her watch. Well, da-da out the window, and Roth Markey imitating said, da-da. Up there, you put a finger in the lion, and it won't hurt. This is referring to last night when Markey put a finger in Daddy's tummy, and Daddy said he was real sick. It wasn't really cause and effect. Mommy had put a finger in my tummy. And then a lot later, I started feeling a little sick. And Ross said, Mommy hurt Daddy. Mommy made Daddy sick. That was last night. And now he said, you put a finger in my lion, and he won't be sick. Ross was spilling some water in his little bath and said, oh, no, it spills me over my knee. And this morning he did a nice little sequence of what you do when you want to disagree with your daddy, I guess.
Oops.
Put it up there. What you do when you want to disagree with your daddy. Let's see. What you do when you want to disagree with your daddy. Okay. he was... I was saying that he had to take a bath, and he said, no. And then he said, next time I said, mm-hmm. And he said, no, I don't want to. Mm-hmm. And he said, no, I said, I don't want to. I said, mm-hmm. And he said, no. Yelled. And I said, mm-hmm. And he said, no, in the top of his lungs. So these are the different ways that he sort of adds... adds an ante onto the business of how to deny something. Of course, you could say that at each turn he knows what to say, but what he's responding to is his memory for the entire sequence of things, or not so much his memory, but a remembrance of the result of the previous sequence, I guess. Ross said, preschool's locked and closed. And all the preschool girls, they're going to see, I'm a baker. He said it and sounded to me like beggar, and I said, you're a beggar? And he said, no, baker. And he said it much more clearly the second time, right? And he said, now preschool's locked and closed, right? Tell me about preschool.
Preschool locked and closed because I don't want to go to preschool anymore because now I need to be a baker when I go to preschool and the preschool kids see me when I'm a baker.
You want to show and tell your baker hat?
No.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
A ticket for show and tell.
And show and tell for the tail tip.
Show and tell your tail tip, okay?
Yeah.
And what else? And he said, and when the sun comes out, preschool is not locked and closed anymore.
No.
Right?
Right.
Yeah. Does Marky need one?
Yeah.
Here,
Marky. He wants a bigger one.
A doggy?
No.
Oh, Big Bear is up there. I can't get Big Bear. It's all around.
Oh.
Marky said, what, Dad? Where it's lost?
Yeah.
No, it's not lost anymore. It's up here.
Oh, yeah.
It's sitting in that basket right there.
Oh.
The bigger bear is the bigger bear. That's the Paddington bear.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm my daddy.
You do?
I'm my daddy bear.
Oh, okay. Let me close this.
You won't give my daddy bear up. Daddy bear back.
Yeah, I'll give him back. You want him?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get that daddy bear down. Come on, daddy bear. There he is. He's got his boots on.
Okay.
Okay.
Ross was mad because I wouldn't give his daddy his patty bear back. And he was having Little Bear saying, "You won't give me my daddy bear back," making Little Bear talk.
Ross said, "Jeremy had my chair because the other chair was broken, broken with an ED on the end." And then he said, "I'm making a peanut butter sandwich." And he said, "Make it a bigger, bigger sandwich." By the way, today is December 1st.
I was going to sit down in the wrong chair and said, "You were sitting here." Oh, and I said, "You were sitting here. You were sitting here." Which is his first habitual past tense that I've recorded. And he said, "Don't sit there. That's Susie's chair."
Ross said about Marky, he said, "I helped him not to fall," which is, I think, right. He went up the stairs and helped Mark not to fall. And then he says, "I don't want my stick to be hit." This was when we were playing around with paper sticks. He said, "I don't want my stick to be hit." So it's a passive and an embedded clause there.